It's Empire Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
Hey, you already know what it is, man. It's CEO Lucci Hawk, man, live with the Royalty Thoughts podcast. And, man, I got another cast member here. Like I said, y'all already know the topic. Got my Hustle Love movie talk. Like I said, I'm going to go ahead and let him introduce himself. And we gonna get into this. What's popping, bro?
Yo, 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 yo. It's your boy Lav, a.k.a. Big Lavish, B.K.A. Your boy, boy.
Okay, yeah, my bad.
On that.
Yeah.
Leave right there. Leave right
okay,
there.
Okay, yeah, I'm gonna sit that back down. Yeah. Like I said, it's your boy, Lavish, a.k.a. Big Lavish, B.K.A. Small Lav, whatever you want to call me. What's this? You said part six?
Yeah, this got my Hustle on Movie Talk part six.
Part six, with my boy, CEO Lucci, you know what I'm saying? World to Empire Energy Drinks. Make sure you grab one, two, or three, or a case.
For sure. So listen, man, you got a major scene in this movie, and, you know, you're also on beside the actor Jamal Gravy Woolard, and, you know, a lot of people say they like your character, you know what I mean? So can you not give too much about the movie element, but you know, tell me a little bit about your character, you know what I'm saying?
My character is he a bit grimy, let's put it like that. Far as your modern day grimy hitman, he really didn't play no games or take any losses. I was blessed to work beside Gravy, and you know, majority of people know him as Jamal, or you know, our generation, we know him as Biggie Smalls, the newer Biggie Smalls himself.
Right.
It was a blessing. It was tough to do it at first. It was tough to do it at first because, you feel me, you know, he a prone actor. You know, he good at what he do.
Yeah.
Me, I'm still a rookie at what I do. But me coming from, you know, my music background, it was kind of easy to run the script, you know, without choking every once in a while. But doing it with him, you know, he more of a freestyle actor. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went by the script, but he put more of himself and his emotion into it.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? So
shout out to Jamal Gravy.
Yeah, shout out to him. So he really taught me by watching him work, you know, far as everything ain't by the script. You know what I'm saying? It is the script, but you got to put more body to it. You know what I'm saying? So it was a blessing.
Nice. You know, we on we're going into the fifth premiere.
Fifth.
Okay, we're going into the fifth premiere, and if you can go ahead and tell the people about your experience from the red carpet point of view, you know, how was that for you, and coming from the city of Dayton, how we always hear that it's nothing here to do, and you know, ain't nobody gonna make it. You know,
far as we all got the same date mentality, because this is where we all from here. At the end of the day, we're real small. Far as the red carpet event, to be truthful, Dayton, we support each other, but we really don't at certain times. So I didn't think it was going to turn out to be as big as it did. You know what I'm saying? So just to show we can support each other, far as the first premiere. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was actually mind-blowing. Everybody showed up. Everybody looked nice. Everybody's presentable. We had no drama.
Nice.
Being from a small city that's full of drama and going to a venue that it could have been the same, but which turned out to be a positive.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying? An income. I mean, you know, it was a positive outtake from all of it at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying? It grew from there. Every premiere we had was positive. Everyone sold out. We filled up all the seats. Everybody loved it. You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Great feedback from everybody. Everybody, each and every cast member is getting their own connections and own love and feedback from the movie.
Let's give a tag. Shouts out to all the cast members.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks.
Oh, yeah.
Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.
and I like that, man, and I like where this is going, and this is motivating everybody to get off their ass and do something, you know, from the acting to the music to, you know, and just to speak on your music, man. I'm coming back, in my memory, I'm like, wait a minute, didn't you drop some billboards or something for the city?
Yeah, it was a couple times in my career we did heavy work. I've been doing it so long, you know what I'm saying? It's nothing to get in and out of it, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? But I've been doing it so long, it was time to do something new. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Then we all lost a major milestone in the city, which kind of hurt a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Because he built a lot of us as artists.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mo Beats.
Man,
I've been going to Mo. I've been going to Mo since I was 15. You know what I'm saying?
Wow! A legend.
He kind of like he built me from the ground up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, let's give Mo Beats one of these.
Pick up a case.
For sure. He was a major part of my music, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I can go in the studio with him, and I really ain't got to say too much. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? He already know what it is. He already know, you know, where to set me at. He already know what my values was. You know what I mean? He already knew how to cut and mix my music the way I like.
Yeah, yeah. You know what? I actually got a chance to work with Mo Beats when I came up in 2007, and you know I was fresh out of jail then, and you know, for him to take that flow and make a sound behind it, yeah. You know, the guy's great, you know.
Yeah, Mo was a magical dude, man.
Yeah, man.
And he was a real dude. You know what I'm saying? If he was still here, it'd be a lot more going on. But we all holding on, you know what I mean? And shout out to the mini Mo's, everybody.
Yeah, that looked
up to Mo. You feel me?
Murder man? Beats. Shout out to Travis Ward. You know.
Shout out to Murder. Shout out to Nature.
You feel me?
You know, everybody got the mini Mo fingers going on. Shout out to y'all. But yeah, so far as music, man, I still got that popping. It's still in the pocket. It's nothing to jump back into it. You know what I'm saying? But as I grow, it's more things I want to do. You know what I'm saying? This acting thing is something I jumped in head first to see what's up. You know what I'm saying? And it actually turned out to be positive. It actually turned out to be good.
Yeah.
The reaction from the movie is great. You know what I mean? So I love it.
Yeah, man. And just to speak on the acting thing, shouts out to Napoleon's Bar and Grill, Brandon Milson. We're down here at the Silent Party. We're doing this podcast in the parking lot. That's my guy. He's been supporting the brand for a minute. Let me give him a
drink. Protein Pie Energy Drinks. Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of me.
But to speak on your acting, as like I said, we're going into the fifth premiere, and as I get to see your character on screen, it looks like you've been doing this thing for a long time. And like I said, I want to see more of you. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it. You know? A lot of people say that, man. But actually, this is my first time. But like I tell a lot of people, the high school I went to, shout out to Colonel White, which is not standing anymore. But Colonel White actually made you take theater.
Wow.
Which was acting. You feel me? That was an actual class you had to take in order to graduate. You feel me? So I took that all 4 years I was in there.
Nice.
Even though I was a class actor or a clown, I did take it serious every now and then. You feel me? Which kind of helped out today, you know what I mean? Far as falling into character. You know what I'm saying? Watching myself on the screen, we all say, you know, we are biggest critics. It's some things I can, you know what I mean, fix, but seeing myself, you know what I mean, on that screen, I know what to do now. You know what I'm saying? So now it's the sky's the limit at the end of the day. Like, I know what I need to work on. I know what I need to do. You feel me? So far as that goes, as far as my acting, man, I appreciate the response I'm getting for everybody. You know what I mean? And the role I had, like I said, the role I had was a little harsh. You feel me? But somebody had to do it. You know what I mean? And I took it. You know what I mean? So
For sure. And just to piggyback, and we're gonna probably, you know, wrap it up. you know, as we get further with this movie, man, you know, your fan base is definitely gonna grow.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, so like I said, what's your 2019 is approaching us, man. What we see for 2019 with you, man?
2019, hopefully, you see more music.
Nice.
Far as hopefully you see me in more credits of a major movie, hopefully. Not saying major independent, let's put it like that.
Yeah.
I got some things in pocket. I got some people, you know what I mean, in pocket. It's some people that want to do some things with me. Some people that reached out in the city, they want to do some things. We can still do them, you know what I mean? Sure. But far as just staying above water, 2019 is basically, man, a brand new me. We going to try to mix the acting and rapping far as together, you know what I'm saying? But it's going to be more trying to be on the screen this go round, you know what I'm saying? So we going to go that route.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, and you did just drop a new video, too.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to that, and shout out to my beautiful video vixen.
Yeah.
Miss Vanity Dame.
Come on.
Shout out to her.
Come on. Thank you, my love. Let me give her one.
And we're going to put out to... Yeah, do that.
World Team High Energy Drinks.
Come on.
Yeah, we got one more. And today is our actual anniversary.
Oh, you know,
shout out to
wow.
that. So, shout out to that as
Wow. Congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations.
A whole bunch of crazy years together.
Nice. How many years we in?
We in here five.
Five, nice. We listen, five strong. Me and my wife, we eight. We eight
we
in.
Five strong.
I like that. That's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Crazy long.
Come on with it.
But it is what it is. I love her. You know what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
She, hey, if you actually catch, you catch her in the movie too. We ain't gonna leave her out. She got a cameo in there
nice,
also.
Nice.
You gonna
nice.
Catch her for a good little 30 seconds.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Good.
But you know, she in there.
I'll
make sure, you know, I can poke her when I can.
Yeah.
You gonna get it in.
Believe that. And listen, man, just to sum it up, man, where they can find you at on social media?
My FB. You can catch me at my government, you know, because I ain't got shit to hat. Antoine Lavish McLemore. That's AntoneLavishMcLemore. You can catch me on Twitter, Doughboy Lavish, DoeLavish. Oh, my bad. DoeBoiLavish.
Okay.
That's on Twitter. You can find me on IG at Dapper Lav. That's DapperLav. You can look me up anywhere. YouTube me, Google me.
Yeah.
UMB for life. That's UMB number 4 LIFE. That's how you find my everything.
For sure. Hey, man, like I said, got my Hustle Up movie talk.
Got my Hustle Up.
Yeah, the movie tour coming to a theater near you. Plug in with all the social media sites. And like I said, you already know who I am, CEO Lucci Hawk, Royalty Empire, EnergyDrinks.com. Make sure you pick up a case, pick up a can. Support. We in the city. It's going
Royalty
up.
Royalty Empire Energy Drinks.
Yeah.
Pick up a case.
There's a lion inside of you.